I've found a social media hack that means that your social media will bring you lots and lots and lots of joy and fun and giggles. Hello, I'm Kate Cocker, and this is your Everyday Positivity from the Volley Network. Now, let's put this into context. I come from a place where loads of people just tell you all the time how bad social media is for you, bad for your mental health, bad for, you know, the echo chamber, these messages you get. It's all negative stuff. But recently I've noticed this. When I'm scrolling through my Instagram reels or my Facebook reels or whatever it is I'm looking for, I am getting a lot of the following. Happy celebrities. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce on holiday together, having a lovely time. Ryan Gosling on the red carpet being very funny. Florence Pugh making me laugh because in an interview she's talking about some accent. Clips of Jimmy Fallon, Vic and Bob, which is an old British comedy, which is absolutely brilliant. And in my childhood, I absolutely loved. Saturday Night Live, things that make me laugh, things that make me happy, an enormous amount of Graham Norton's chat show. So it got me thinking, why is it all of a sudden feeding me all these happy celebrities? And here is why. Because I don't focus on the bad stuff. I've just been zooming over it or deleting it or getting rid of it and then really stopping on all these happy celebrities. Graham Norton couch comes up, I stop, I watch. And those dastardly social media algorithm makers that are, you know, credited with giving you an algorithm that just gives you the stuff that makes you sad. Actually, they give you the stuff you want a lot of. And so maybe your social media is a bit more intuitive to you than you think it is. And therefore, if you look for the good stuff, you'll find it. So today, focus on the good stuff and it will come to you. I'll be back tomorrow with another episode of Everyday Positivity. In the meantime, have a great day. And remember, you have 100% got this.